ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you're all set and ready, you know what? So am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions in five categories. Our categories tonight are category number one, cutlery. Cutlery, right? Category number two, the law. The law. Category number three, celebrities. Category number four, highest and lowest points. And category number five, games and game shows. Right? Cutlery, the law, celebrities, highest and lowest points, games and game shows. Who's up first? Kate from Canberra, but is in Wagga at the moment. G'day, hi, Kate.
Hello.
What are you doing down in Wagga?
I'm actually in Canberra.
Oh, okay.
That's all right.
There you go. You get about Kate who gets about a bit. That's fine. What do you like here? Cutlery, the law, celebrities, games and game shows, highest and lowest points.
I'm going to start with cutlery, I think.
Cutlery it is. Question number one. Reportedly able to bend spoons with his mind, which illusionist took part in CIA-funded psychic experiments in the 1970s?
Oh, no, not going to be able to help you there,
no,
sorry.
Good. Thanks, Kate. See ya. Bye. Thanks for the texts. Everyone stop sending me texts correcting me about Patricia Routledge. Penelope Keith has died, which is sad news. She was 86. She was in the good life. She wasn't Mrs. Bouquet. No, I know. That was Patricia Routledge. Thank you. Sophie from Glen Iris. Hi, Sophie.
Hello, Philip.
Hello, Sophie.
Have you got time for a very quick Fiji story?
Yeah, absolutely.
We went when I was very little and I was happily swimming most days until Dad took down some rice bubbles for breakfast and we fed the tiny, tiny, tiny little fish. And then I said, oh, they're going to eat my feet. I'm not going back in the water. So I sat on the beach with arms crossed for the rest of the holiday.
Well, fair enough. I mean, see, I personally, in relation to water, I think abundance of caution is a good thing, Sophie.
They weren't bull sharks. The tiniest.
But they could have been. They could have
been.
Yeah. Oh, dear. All righty, what do you reckon? Cutlery, reportedly able to bend spoons with his mind. Which illusionist took part in CIA-funded psychic experiments in the 1970s?
Oh, it was Uri Geller.
It was Uri Geller. Yes, did they ever figure out what he did? He was a magician, really, wasn't he?
I think the skeptics probably worked it out. Mm. It's a great book about all the CIA experiments called Men Who Stare at Goats. Who's it by? I can't remember who it's by, but it's about how they ran all these bizarre experiments in the 70s, thinking that, you know, if they stared at goats, they could kill them, and, you know, or they played loud music at people that would send them crazy, which is probably true, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's right. There must have been an expose at some point about Uri Geller. But I don't know what it was. Maybe he was really good at close-up magic, which a lot of magicians are. Question number two, we're in cutlery.
Can I move to celebrities, please, Phil?
You can.
Thanks.
They've been dating since 2023. Who is Timothy Chalamet's celebrity girlfriend?
Oh, my goodness. Timothy Chalamet. Is it Sydney Sweeney?
It's not Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, well.
No.
Well
could have been. Thanks, but no. Thanks. Bye. See you, Soph. No, it's not Sydney Sweeney. Jane from Hambush had Uri Geller. Alistair and Laura had Uri Geller. So did heaps of people. Dinah from Darling Point and Lozzie and Huntley. Good on you. Steve from Mordialloc had Uri Geller. Richard's in the Pilbara. G'day, Richard.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Not too bad. In a category called celebrities. They've been dating since 2023. Who's Timothy Chalamet's celebrity girlfriend?
I would have got the Uri Geller. Sorry, mate. I would not have.
No, good. I mean, I don't blame you, Richard. There you go. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. See you later. Ray in the Bay says that Uri Geller was a prestidigitator. Yeah, I love that word. He was. He was a prestidigitator. Harry in the Bay knows the answer here, and he says, and I'm sorry I know that. It's okay. Lek from Burrow. G'day, Lek.
Hello, Philip. I'll just take you off speakerphone.
That's all right. Thank you.
I promise no brains trust tonight.
Oh, no, that's okay.
I was just trying to get him involved because when I get on to you, all I hear is from the bedroom.
Oh, so, I see. No. Yeah. I'm not really cross. I'm not cross, Lek. But I mean, you know, we can't. In fairness to others, we in you can't have you.
Completely agree. And been listening to the show for 200,000 years.
Yeah.
I completely understand.
No worries.
This is a terrible question.
They've been dating since 2023. Who's Timothy Chalamet's celebrity girlfriend?
Why did you bring me in on this?
I know.
I want to tell you something else. I didn't set the house on fire by rolling a log out of the fire. And we've been in fog in Burrough for 3 days. Or 4 or 5 days, and it's been an eerie fog. And people who've lived in the town for their entire lives have never seen fog like this. Finally rolled away, and now we've had some beautiful rain. So,
lovely.
Yeah. I am procrastinating with the answer because you know I have no idea. Can you please repeat the question? Maybe it'll trigger.
They've been dating since 2023. Who's Timothy Chalamet's celebrity girlfriend?
Kardashian.
No.
I know, of course it's not. Okay, good night, Philip.
See ya. Bye, Lek. Yes, Little Brother Trucker says, who was the skeptic who went on the Don Lane show to disprove Uri Geller? Don Lane got really furious with the skeptic and went on a wild rant. Uri Geller often struggled to do his magic when using other people's props, says my texter. Uri Geller pre-bent his cutlery before a performance when he was on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. Carson presented him with some cutlery that Geller couldn't bend. Carol from Craigieburn, that's true. He was actually. Uri Geller was a regular on the Don Lane show, wasn't he? I suppose Don didn't want it, you know, why spoil a good act when it's happening? Probably why he got annoyed. John from Janjuk. G'day, John.
G'day, Philip. How are you?
Not bad. Celebrities. Question number two. They've been dating since 2023. Who's Timothy Chalamet's celebrity girlfriend?
Timothy Chalamet, he's from Tasmania, isn't he?
Well, there may be one, but I'm not sure it's this one.
Oh, I know that one from down there. Yeah, he's dating his first cousin.
Go.
No idea.
No idea. Thank you.
Uri Geller. Yeah, wasn't he a classic?
He was.
I mean, he hypnotised the whole world.
Well.
Apart from the skeptics.
Apart from the skeptics.
Apart from those trying to work it out. Yeah, he did.
Yep. All right. Thank you, mate. 1-300-800-222 is my number. Brody's in the truck. G'day, Brody.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Pretty good. They've been dating since 2023. Who's Timothy Chalamet's celebrity girlfriend?
Oh, I was hoping not to get this one. I don't actually know, but I'm going to have to pass it on.
No good. No worries, Brady. Bye-bye. See you later. Trevor from Croydon Park. Hello, Trevor.
Hi, Phil. And I see you're over the Swans.
Oh. Very grim. I've had days to get over it. It was, you know, but it was grim. Because you know why? Because Brisbane, under the master coach, figured out how we play and just took us apart. And we don't have a plan B, it seems. Anyway.
Anyhow, the question.
They've been dating since 2023. Who is Timothy Chalamet's celebrity girlfriend?
I'll take a very wild guess at Jane Fonda.
Why not? But it's not Jane Fonda. It'd be a very wild guess. Thank you, Trevor. Bye. Okay. See you later. It'd be a very wild guess. David from Singleton. Yes, David, that is correct. Melissa in Templestowe, also correct. Heather from Nil. Hello, Heather.
Oh, I would get stuck with the curly question.
Yeah,
that's killing people flock like flies.
You kind of don't blame anyone for not knowing the answer to this, but even though...
Well, I've never heard of him, so I'm assuming that the celebrity is the girlfriend.
Oh, you've never... No, I think he's a bigger celebrity than the girlfriend.
Well, I'm going to have a wild guess and probably be terribly wrong and say it's Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not. No, it's not.
I
thanks.
But the rain here is lovely.
Oh, good. Excellent. Yeah. Oh, that's really good to hear. Thank you, Heather. Bye-bye. Enjoy it. Yes, no, very good. No, it wasn't Taylor Swift. She isn't. Why she's hanging out with that football player, isn't she? Aren't they getting married at Madison Square Garden, I heard, in a big... Gee, that's a very public bash. The tickets hotly contested, I'm sure. Karen from Altona. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
They've been dating since 2023. Who's Timothy Chalamet's celebrity girlfriend?
I'm not sure, but I think it might be Kylie Jenner.
It is Kylie Jenner. Yes, it is. It is Kylie Jenner. All right, question number three. What do we want to do here? Celebrities, the law, cutlery, highest and lowest points, games and game shows.
After the law, what was there?
We've got celebrities, the law, cutlery.
Cutlery.
Highest and lowest points, games and game shows.
I'll try games and game shows.
Games and game shows. In the Channel 9 TV show Tipping Point Australia, what name is given to counters that are pushed over the tipping point when the game is not in play?
Good question. I watch it all the time. counter?
Not counter. No.
Yeah.
Thanks, Karen. Bye-bye. No, it's not counter. Mike from Oak Park. G'day, Mike.
G'day, good to be with you.
Likewise. Hey.
Yeah.
Games and game shows. In the Channel 9 TV show Tipping Point Australia, what name is given to counters that are pushed over the tipping point when the game is not in play?
Well, let me just say I'd much rather be watching the ABC, so I don't really know the answer, but I'll say Evel Knievel.
No, not Evel.
Did you get
Why not? Not Why Evel Knievel. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. It's not Evel Knievel. My texter says it's not a curly question, it's a Kylie question. Yes, very good. Anne has got the right answer here. Yes, good. Harry in the Bay's got the right answer. Travis Kelce's the Taylor Swift's boyfriend. That's right. Thank you, Lee. 1-300-800-222. Kylie from Daysdale. G'day, Kylie.
Oh, hello there, Phil. I've had about 13 mils of rain this weekend, so it's been excellent, about half an inch in the old scale.
There's been a lot of rain around, hasn't there? Yeah.
Lovely rain and still more to come later on in the week. Thanks for the lovely Dave diss on Thursday night.
It was good fun, wasn't it? Wasn't it great?
Lovely fun. And I think Brizzy and Frio will play off in the final, but I think Frio might lose here in Canberra on next weekend.
Brisbane are coming good at the right time. Yes.
Yes, they have. They have, Phil. They gave you a bit of a belting, eh?
Are you aware of the technical term called a flogging, Carly?
Yeah, a flogging. That's the word.
Oh, dear. Anyway.
Phil, I'm going to take a rain check. You have a wonderful week.
Good
I love your show. Thank you.
Thanks, Carly. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, mate.
See you. Bye. No, well, you kind of, yes, I suppose you have to watch this, don't you? Chris from Pakenham knows the answer. What about Rodney from Warburton? Hi, Rodney. You reckon you know the answer to this?
It's one of my favourite shows, Tipping Point. I used to watch the English version before the Australian version
came. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. In the Channel 9 TV show Tipping Point Australia, what name is given to counters that are pushed over the tipping point when the game is not in play?
If they're out of play, they're surfers, I think.
Not correct.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Rodney. See ya.
Just very quickly while you're there, I bought a packet of wagon wheels.
Oh, did you?
Yesterday.
You never sent me one. Anyway, sorry, go on. Yeah.
No. And I remember from being younger, and it used to take three of us to carry the damn thing home.
Yeah.
They were huge. And I pulled out this thing, they're not wagon wheels.
No.
They're scooter wheels now. They're, Oh, how do they get away with calling them wagon wheels?
They are not wagon wheels, are they? You remember they used to come in a little envelope of paper and you know, they were huge. I mean, I know as kids we were little, so everything was bigger, but they've got very much smaller, haven't they? Mm.
Oh, it's just terrible. We used to get a trailer to bring one home. Now they're... They fit into the small of your hand. It's just... I know it's shrinkage, but...
No, I'm with you on that one, Rodney. Sorry about this, but it's not right. See you,
mate. Good night, sir.
See you, bye. No, we need someone who knows the show, don't we? Peter from Ballarat. G'day, Peter.
G'day, Phil Hagen. G'day, everyone. How you doing?
I'm good. Tell me, in the Channel 9 TV show Tipping Point Australia, what name's given to counters that are pushed over the tipping point when the game's not in play?
I have no clue. Are they called counter counters?
Not counter counters, no. Thank you, mate. No, not counter counters. You sort of, I suppose you need to have seen it. Steve from Frankston. Hello, Steve.
Oh, yeah, hello, Phil.
Hi.
Now,
have you watched this show?
Tipping Point, that's with one of the Woodies, isn't it?
In the Channel 9 TV show Tipping Point Australia, what name is given to counters that are pushed over the tipping point when the game is not in play?
I think they're called ghost drops.
Not correct.
Okay.
No. Sorry, mate. Thank you. Jill in Tokenwell's got the right answer. Ed in Perth's got the right answer. What about Dave from Sonano? G'day, Dave.
G'day, Phil. How you going?
Pretty good. What are they called?
I reckon Todd Woodbridge always talks about an ambient drop.
Correct. Yes, that's it. They're called ambient drops. All right. Question number four. Games and game shows. You can get out of here if you like, or you could stay.
Look, let's stay. Let's stay.
Okay. Games and game shows. Which Gold Logie winning actress currently is the host of Millionaire Hot Seat on Channel 10?
Rebecca Gibney.
Correct. Rebecca Gibney.
She does a wonderful job. Like, she keeps the game flowing, and I know I shouldn't be promoting other channels.
Yeah, of course you can.
I was just saying to my wife the other day, like, I never used to like it with the previous host, but... Yeah, she keeps it flying wonderfully. I love it.
On Nightlife, we can talk about anything, Dave.
I know.
Pretty much.
Well, yes.
except why we lost last Thursday, but anyway, we can talk about that too. Question number five, games and game shows.
Yep.
The chainsaw, the super shotgun, and the BFG 9000 are weapons from which shoot 'em up video game of the 1990s?
The chainsaw, the BFG 9000.
The chainsaw, the super shotgun, and the BFG 9000 are all weapons from a shoot 'em up video game in the 1990s.
Well, two are popping into my head. I'm going to say Doom.
Doom is correct.
Oh, yes.
Look at that. Doom is correct, Dave.
Lovely.
Lovely. Lovely Doom. Yes.
Oh, I used to play that, and there was another one, Wolfenstein, which was kind of in the same vein.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Julian Werribee had the ambient drop. Gary from Springwood says, Costco sell big wagon wheels. Really?
Oh.
Is that right?
I got kicked out of Costco.
Did you? What for? You didn't spend enough.
I refused entry. I thought I'll go have a look to see what it looks like. But apparently you've got to be a member just to walk in the door.
That's right.
I got bounced out. I've never been kicked out of a nightclub in my day, Phil, and I got kicked out of Costco.
I remember once, where was I? That's right, it opened and I did join. Yeah, that's right, you got a card. I didn't realise you couldn't go in unless you had the card. Oh, maybe you can't.
Yeah. Oh, she told me to scan in and kick me fair and square out.
Oh. And fair enough too, Dave. You know?
Maybe my reputation preceded me.
Yeah. Question number six.
Yep.
Games and game shows. Staying here. Who was the host of Australia's Wheel of Fortune between 1984 and 1996?
Oh, now I'm going to get – there's two of them. John Burgess.
Is correct.
Look at this fantastic Holden Barina. Plus, all of these exciting prizes just waiting to be won on the greatest wheel around, Wheel of Fortune. And now, here's our favourite wheeler and dealer, John Burgess.
Thank you very much. Yes, it is the Wheel of Fortune. Some great prizes again. Hopefully, we have some lovely people here who are going to take them all away. We like to just give things away on the show. That's the sort of people we are here at Wheel of Fortune.
Yes, John Burgess. Very nice fellow, John. I worked with him, but worked in the same building with him. He was on a, you know, radio station that was owned by the radio station that I worked for some years ago. He was a nice fellow. He didn't like the baby thing. But that came from another radio station, is that? Because he was the youngest bloke on air, and so that he got called baby because he was the youngest bloke. And so it kind of stuck all the way through. I don't think he really took to it. Question number 7. We're in games and game shows, Dave, if you like.
Yep. Yeah, let's keep going.
Which SBS quiz show was hosted by Julia Zemiro with Brian Nankervis as the scorer?
Jeepers Creepers Rock Quiz.
That's it.
Mistress, who, despite beauty, brains, and superstar status, is like a Trevor Chappell underarm delivery, extremely grounded. A slice of heaven, right here in the Gershwin Room, Julia Zemiro!
Yes, nice work. You've got 5 in a row, Dave. Nice, nice, nice going. And that's it for games and game shows. So. You've answered all those questions. So, highest and lowest points, cutlery, the law, celebrities.
Let's go for highest and lowest points.
Highest and lowest points. The Zugspitzer. Stay with me, Dave. The Zugspitzer is the highest point of which European country?
I have no idea. Let's go Germany.
Correct. Very good. See, my excellent German pronunciation has given it to you.
Obviously.
Der Zugspitzer is the highest point of Germany. Question number 9.
Yep.
Well, that's 6 on the trot. Is there no end to it, Dave?
There's always an end to it. There's only 25 questions in the quiz and I didn't get the first few. That's being a bit too cocky. That's going to be my downfall. Anyway.
Question number 9, highest and lowest points. Staying here?
Yep. Yeah, sure.
The Sunda Deep is the lowest point of which ocean? The Sunda Deep.
The Sunda Deep. I am going to take a punt because I don't know, but I'm going to say the Indian.
Correct. It is. It's the Indian Ocean. The Sunda Deep is the Indian Ocean. All right, question number 10, highest and lowest points.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Mount Bartlefrere is the highest point of which Australian state or territory?
Oh, well, I can knock out 1, 2, 3. I'll say South Australia.
Not South Australia.
Ah, very good.
All
thanks,
good
Phil.
Things come to an end, Dave. Good on you.
They always do.
See you. Bye. That's very good. Lorella says, Phil, it was your German pronunciation that gave it to me. it'd be a first, Lorella. It would be a first. Joyce from Perth has got the right answer here. Good on you. Yes. Paul from Plainlands has got the right answer as well. Ray in the Bay. Good. Yes. Robin has also got the right answer. Pandora from Sapphire Beach. Hello, Pandora.
Hello, Phil. How are you going? How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good, yeah.
You didn't get up to any more gardening like you did last weekend?
No, it was too wet.
Raining your way?
Oh, yeah. It rained quite a bit, actually, yeah. Tried to get out and have a game of golf. No good. Rain. Came home. Sat and watched the rain. Got up,
and
still rain. Got
that's
up, still
interesting.
Got up, still raining. That's right. Came home, watched golf on TV. That's right. Couldn't play. That didn't go down too well domestically, I can tell you.
Oh, it's not necessarily the world's most exciting viewing.
Oh, well, Pandora, don't go, Bill.
I said exciting. I said not that it wasn't interesting, but exciting.
That's true. That's true. Question, I don't agree with you, Pandora, but let's not debate the point here. Question number 10. There are no questions to which the answer is Pandora tonight, I can assure you.
I think you bailed me up on that last week. Quickly before we get to this, all my Graftonians, I love you, I miss you, especially Kathy, if you're listening. Love you. Mwah. There you go. Thank you.
There you go. Hey, Mount Bartle Frere is the highest point of which Australian state or territory?
I'm just going to guess because I've got no clue. Queensland.
Correct. Yes, it is. What? It's in Queensland. Mount Bartle Frere is the highest point of Queensland. All right. Question number 11. We're in highest and lowest points. You can move, if you like, to cutlery, the law, or celebrities. It's up to you.
Tossing up between the law and cutlery. Let's go the law. I always get this wrong, so bye, everyone.
Question 11. Members' bills are drawn by lottery from a 30-year-old biscuit tin. In which country's parliament?
I'm just loving the idea of it. A 30-year-old biscuit tin.
Members' bills are drawn by lottery from a 30-year-old biscuit tin. In which country's parliament?
England.
Not England. No.
I just have to think what... It was scary, but thanks, Phil. Thanks, everyone. And I hope you're well and take care.
Thank you. Yes, who's got 30-year-old biscuits, you might say? Carol from Craigieburn says, Phil, love, lol, Phil, you always say good on you. I reckon good on you would be a great name for an Aussie town. It would be. Good on you. You know, good on you. It's not far from Galagambone. Good on you. That's a good idea, Carol. Someone listening, they could get the name towns renamed. Dan from Adelaide. G'day, from Trott Park in Adelaide. G'day, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. Question number 11. We're in a category called The Law. Members' bills are drawn by lottery from a 30-year-old biscuit tin. In which country's parliament?
Oh, this sounds like something I've heard before from my cousins in New Zealand. I think it's New Zealand.
Correct, it is, yeah. It is. In New Zealand, they'd have 30-year-old biscuits. They likely have a 30-year-old biscuit tin, I would imagine. Question number 12. We're in the law, but you could move, if you like, to celebrities, games and game shows, or cutlery. No, you can't go games and game shows. You could go to highest and lowest points.
I'll stick to the law, please.
The law. Question number 12. Hilda, also known as... She Who Must Be Obeyed, is the wife of which fictional English defence barrister?
That would be Rumpole of the Bailey.
Correct.
Don't do it, Rumpole.
Don't do what?
Look for the easy way out.
Oh, don't be absurd, Ballard.
Remember, however serious the crime, all sinners may be forgiven. And remember, there are those who are standing by you. Your devoted wife and me.
You're standing by me?
I have taken up, Rumpole, the burden of your defence.
Well, put it down again. I have nothing to say to those ridiculous charges.
There we are. Rumpole of the Bailey was a terrific show.
It was.
Dan, question number 13. Staying with the law?
Let's mix it up.
Cutlery, celebrities, highest and lowest points.
Cutlery, please.
Cutlery it is. Jane from Mudgee says, hi, Phil. Hi, Jane. There you are. Cutlery, question number 13. In the 16th and 17th centuries, which piece of cutlery was seen in England as an unmanly Italian affectation?
A fork.
Correct. Yes. I don't know how they got there, but they did. I guess the manly thing was to have a, well, just to have your dagger, I suppose, was it?
I guess.
Attack.
I've heard that somewhere before. I'm not sure where.
Question 14. How could you eat peas with a dagger? Maybe they never served peas. That's it. Must be the case. Question 14. Cutlery, if you like.
Yes, please.
Which phrase describing someone who's been born into a wealthy family first appeared in print in a 1719 translation of Don Quixote?
I have no idea. I'm going to say silver spoon.
No, not correct, Dan. Sorry. I mean, we're sticklers for things here. So Anne from Caulfield. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you going?
Not bad. Which phrase describing someone who has been born into a wealthy family first appeared in print in a 1719 translation of Don Quixote?
Well, I was going to say silver spoon, but I'll vary it to being born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
That's it. Yes, being born with a silver spoon in his mouth is the full phrase. Yeah, not just the silver spoon. All right, question number 15. We're in cutlery. You can move if you like.
I'll stay there. I really wanted the games and game shows, but
All gone.
I know.
Did you know all the answers to those?
Yes.
Oh, good. Question number 15.
I've sort of appeared on a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. Which ones?
Well...
Millionaire Hot Seat?
No,
Were you on Wheel of Fortune with John?
I was in the audience for that. No, I was going to be on it, and we were on our way to the studio for the recording, and I get a phone call that the show has been axed.
Oh.
So that was it.
Oh, gee, that's no good.
And a friend of mine's daughter's boyfriend, who's now the husband, also was meant to be on that same show. And, yeah. So haven't had luck with that.
Well, just as well it wasn't that they didn't, you weren't on the show, then they axed it, Anne.
You're right. Believe me, that's also happened because, have you ever heard of Sale of the Century?
Yeah, of course I've heard of Sale of the Century, yeah. What happened there?
Well, I won the show.
Yeah.
And then it was holiday time. And, in the holidays I'm reading the newspaper and it said, Sale of the Century has been, quote, rested.
Oh, no.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Hang on. Did you get your prize?
I got the prize, yeah. But I wanted to come back and do the show. So, yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay. That's good. We've got quiz celebrity here, Anne. That's good to hear.
Well, so sometimes I've known answers, but on your show I don't. I know the answers that you're asking the other people.
What do you want to do here?
I'll stay with cutlery, please, if it's still available.
Cutlery is still available. John of Coburg says back in the day they ate peas with a spoon, which each person had to bring their own to a banquet. So there was no pasta because there were no forks. That's right. Yeah, that's right. There'd be a limited number of things you could eat. How would you eat an egg with it? How can you going to eat eggs with a dagger?
Well, you couldn't eat eggs, but you know what? If it's hard boiled, you eat it with your hands.
I suppose if it's hard boiled, you'd be right. Yeah. How do you eat soup? How do you eat soup with a fork, with a dagger? Oh, this is a spoon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Question number 15. We're in cutlery. Which 2019 murder mystery stars Daniel Craig, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Christopher Plummer?
In cutlery topic.
Yes.
stab in the back with a knife. Good night.
See ya. Bye.
See ya.
Thanks, Anne. No, that is not is Ingrid from Melanda says PC. That's a silly question. Thank you, Ingrid. You don't see which one. Justin in Frankston. I'll come to you in a second. Simon from Cobden. G'day, Simon.
G'day, mate.
Question 15 we're up to. Which 2019 murder mystery stars Daniel Craig, Jamie Lee Curtis and Christopher Plummer were in a category called cutlery?
Would it be Knives Out?
Yes, correct, it was. Knives Out, Daniel Craig taking on a very peculiar role, but anyway, some people liked it. Not sure I did, but there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to request that you all stay until the investigation is completed.
What? Can we ask why? Has something changed?
No.
No, it hasn't changed, or no, we can't ask?
I'm gonna live till I die.
You think one of his family walls
killed? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm gonna laugh, then I cry. I'm gonna take the time.
You all love twisting the knife into one another. I suspect foul play. I have eliminated no suspects.
I mean, I think the worst thing about it is Daniel Craig's terrible accent, Simon.
Yeah, it sure is.
He's attempting a southern accent, but as you can see, without much success. He's in my school of skills with foreign accents. Harry in the Bay said they were both very good shows, Knives Out and Glass Onion. Yeah, no, they were amusing films. I agree with that. Sale of the Century was my favourite. Lorella says, when I arrived in Australia and was asked to bring a plate, I thought my host was short of crockery. Yeah, you would be. Do people still do that? Do people still say bring a plate? I'm sure they do, don't they? People do anyway. Question number 16. What do you want to do? Stay with cutlery? One left there.
Yeah, we'll finish it off, clean it up.
How many millilitres or mils are there in an Australian tablespoon?
Eight.
No, not eight. Sorry, Simon, thank you. Not eight. Andrew says, Phil Anne's grouse, did she win the Mercedes? I don't know. I forgot to ask Anne what she won. Justin from Frankston. Hi, Justin.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm not bad, yeah.
Yeah, better than me on the chilly Frankston night. It's foggy up here.
Foggy and cold. Well, it's foggy and cold everywhere. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we've got down to, I think, 3 degrees now.
Think take a pity. You should have a thought for those people living in Jindabyne, shivering in Jindabyne.
Yeah, well, my birthday's coming up next week anyway, so I hope it's not too cold.
Yeah, I think it might be, Justin.
Oh, don't say that, Phil. I'm going down to Geelong to see my mum.
Oh, well, that'd be nice anyway. We discussed the delights of Geelong.
Yeah, I'm going down there for my birthday, having lunch there, and then going to Freckleberry for Chocolate Factory.
Very nice. Now, question number 16. We've got 10 left here. How many mils in an Australian tablespoon, Justin?
I'm going to say 10.
Not 10. No, it's a reasonable guess. Thanks, Justin. No, it's a reasonable guess. But it is not correct. Ross from Scoresby says, Phil, the Knives Out movies are great, especially the last one. No, I don't get the wrong impression here. I think I like the movies too. Daniel Craig. I mean, he's good. It's just that his accent is ridiculous. That's all. Jennifer from North Ryde, correct. Yes. Kitty and Ballina, that's correct. Glenn from Frankston. G'day, Glenn.
Hey, Phil. How are you, mate?
Not bad.
Welcome to the Losers Club.
Yeah, I know.
It's a unique experience, and I hope you enjoyed it. I mean,
oh, I know. Yeah, well, particularly when you get flogged. I mean, I don't know. Anyway,
hello, welcome to my world.
Well, it's just a I know. I have been here before, Glenn.
No.
I have been to a certain grand final when against the same team we were also flogged.
Yes, I think they're starting to flex their muscles again, the Lions.
Yeah, I know. Well, they have got great players, as we know. You know, I mean, probably Will Ashcroft's the best player in the comp, isn't he? Maybe.
Possibly, yeah.
Question 16. We're in cutlery. How many mils are there in an Australian tablespoon?
I think it's 20.
Yes, it is. Correct. There are 20 mils in an Australian tablespoon. All right, that's it for cutlery. So we have the law, we've got celebrities, we've got highest and lowest points. We're up to question 17.
Let's try celebrities, please, mate.
Celebrities. Oh, you'll be right with this one, Glenn.
Good on you.
Which soccer superstar was once described as an alien who dedicates himself to playing with humans?
I'll be right with this one. As soon as you say that, I might as well hang up.
Which soccer superstar was once described as, quote, an alien who dedicates himself to playing with humans?
I'll say Lionel Messi.
Correct. Oh. Yeah. Yes.
He's a very humble man too. Like both him and
he does seem a humble fella, doesn't he?
They're very good at what they do, but they both seem very humble and down to earth. Like, I think he met his wife when they were like 7 or 8 or something, I think.
Oh, they're still together.
Yeah, and they're still together.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, I don't know anything about soccer really, but, you know, I've watched it. But I was watching and I was saying to a friend of mine who's, you know, very deeply immersed in the game. I said, the thing about Messi, a lot of the goals seem pretty easy or straightforward. He said, that's the point. That's the point about Messi. He always knows where everybody is. And you know what? He said, that's the thing about Messi. A lot of the goals are like that because you know what? He's there. No one else is. He is.
Yeah, he makes them look a lot easier.
He makes it, yeah. Well, it's like all ball games, isn't it, Glenn? You know, it's the same in our code of Australian footy. The best players, you know, Dusty Martin, for example, always seems to know where the ball is going to be, not where it is. Question number 18. What do you want to do here? Stay with celebrities?
We may as well, thank you.
What is the stage name of Trinidad-born singer Onika Tanya Miraj Petty?
Rihanna, maybe?
Not Rihanna, no. Not Rihanna, sorry.
Good to hear you, mate.
See you. Thanks, man. Bye. Thank you for the sympathy. 1-300-800-222 as well. Jenny says, I think it's 15 mils in a tablespoon. Is this 5 mils in a teaspoon? No, there's 20 mils in a tablespoon. I don't know whether it goes like that. Lorella had Rihanna as well. No, it's not. Michael from Freshwater. G'day, Michael.
G'day, how's things?
Things are pretty good, I think, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Question.
I've got over last weekend already.
I know. It's just that's the thing. You see, you get the front half of the season, you think you're going well, and then in the cold, deep, frozen depths of winter, reality strikes.
That is true.
Question 18. What is the stage name of Trinidad-born singer Onika Tanya Miraj Petty?
I have no idea. Beyonce.
Not Beyonce. Not Beyonce, Michael. Thank you, mate. Not Beyonce. No, it's John from Netherlands. G'day, John.
Oh, yes. Hello, Phil. Look, I don't know the answer to this, but I just want to let you into a secret. You've given me the hat trick today. I managed to get onto ABC Perth twice this morning.
Yeah.
And now you.
Hey, so look, there you
go. Made my day.
Good on you, and John.
If I can share a bit of wisdom with you as well about peas and how do you eat them, there's a delightful Spike Milligan.
Oh, the one about the honey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I tell you?
Yeah, go on. Wait.
All right. Goes like this. I eat my peas with honey. I've done it all my life. It makes the peas taste funny, but it keeps them on the knife.
That's it, yeah.
Don't try this at home.
No, exactly. All righty, what's the stage name of Trinidad-born singer Onika Tanya Miraj Petty?
Look, I'm sorry, I simply don't know. Let somebody else give the answer.
Thanks, John. Thanks for being such a great supporter of ABC Radio too. Good on you.
Cheers.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is my number. Cameron's in South Perth. He's well-versed in Trinidad singers. G'day, Cameron.
You're right there. You're right there. I'm going to plead the Fifth Amendment.
Take him away. See you, Cameron. Bye-bye. Dale from the Gold Coast. G'day, Dale.
Good evening, Philip.
What's the stage name of Trinidad-born singer Onika Tanya Mirage Petty?
Before we could get to that, if I could just talk about the tablespoon. As I grew up, it was one teaspoon, and then you double that with a dessert spoon. So that would be 5 mils, 10 mils. Double that to become a tablespoon, which is 20. However, just recently, I only learned this a couple of weeks ago. I looked at, we've got different tablespoon measures at home. One of them said 15 mils, one of them said 20. I looked further into this. Now, take note of this when you're making cakes and all sorts of things. Depends on where the recipe comes from. And your question was correct, saying the Australian tablespoon.
Yeah.
Internationally, it's 15 mils. And sure enough, we've got one tablespoon measure that's 15 mils. So if you've got an Australian recipe, it says a tablespoon. You want to use the 20 mil one, or you want to at least measure 20 mils. But if the recipe's from out of Australia, it's actually 15.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, you're right.
And I only just learned that a couple of weeks ago. But that doesn't help me now because that's not the question you're asking. No. As for the one you're asking.
How many tablespoons would Trinidad-born singer Onika Tanya Mirage Petty be up for?
It would depend on how hungry she is, and we'd have to ask her. But I wouldn't know how to look her up in the phone book because I don't know her real name. So as we move to the next one, have a good night.
See you, Dale. Bye-bye. No, thanks for that. You will know the answer to this, I would think. Gary from Tintinara. G'day, Gary.
How are you?
Pretty good. Question 18 we're up to. What's the stage name of Trinidad-born singer Onika Tanya Mirage Petty?
I'll have to do the same thing, I think, and pass.
Okay. No good. Who's got the answer here? Rose from Nillup's got the right answer. Good on you, Rose. Anybody else? Actually, Steve from Audie Alex has got it. Jane from Homebush has it. My texter says, you buck it up. Australian tablespoons are 15 mil. No, they're not. Australian tablespoons are 20. But UK and USA tablespoons are 15. This is what, as my caller just explained, what gets confusing. Susan in Hobart, that is correct. Jeff from Toowoomba, help us out here. G'day, Jeff.
Yeah, g'day. How you going, mate?
Not bad. What's the stage name of Trinidad-born singer Onika Tanya Mirage Petty?
Well, my first thought was Mirage, so Minaj.
So?
Yeah, Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj is correct. Well done.
Dear God, if you hear God, make the fire disappear when they see God. Take away my fear when they interfere, God. Do you fear God? Cause I fear God. And in my backyard, that's a dear God. And that's a horse ranch. And to my core fans, keep repping me. Do it to the death of me. X in the box, cause ain't nobody checking me. This girl is on fire.
Yes, this girl is on fire. Nicki Minaj. Yeah, well done, Jeff. Good on you.
That's an Alicia Keys song, isn't it? This girl is on fire.
I think it is. Is it? Is it? Maybe. Yeah. Question number 19. We're in celebrities. You can stay there or you can move.
What other?
The law or highest and lowest points?
Well, just stay with celebrity. I only just tuned in, so
that's okay. That's all right.
Stay with celebrities. So,
sure, yeah. Jeff. Which English cricketer won the first season of the Australian version of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in 2015? English cricketer.
Would that be Andrew Flintoff?
Otherwise known as?
Oh, Freddie Flintoff.
Freddie Flintoff, that's right. Correct, yeah.
Oh, so it's not Andrew.
Freddie Flintoff, yes. Freddie Flintoff was correct. Question number 20. Last one in celebrities, if you like.
Well, it's 2 out of 2, so let's go for a hat trick.
Who's the only person to have won both? Who's the only person to have both won and hosted Australia's Dancing with the Stars?
Is this the Australian version or American?
And hosted Australia's Dancing with the Stars. Who's the only person to have both won and also hosted Australia's Dancing with the Stars?
Oh. Stars would I think her last name was Burgess, or am I thinking of a different dancing show?
No, not Burgess, Jeff. Sorry, mate. Okay. Thanks, Jeff. Bye bye. See you later. Anne Marie from Dandenong. Hi, Anne Marie.
Hello, Phil. Hi, everyone.
Pretty good. Are you all right?
Yeah. Oh, yep. Happy as Larry. Or
who's the only person to have both won and hosted Australia's Dancing with the Stars?
I think Grand Denya.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was. It's Grand Denya. And to the relief of some people, I guess, there are no more celebrities. So we've got the law and highest and lowest points. But we've also got the news coming up.
The Mighty Challenge.
And Marie from Dandenong was up on deck on question number 21. Just 5 to go. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hello, Phil.
Now, we've got highest and lowest points, a couple there, and 3 left in the law.
We'll do the law, please.
The law. Okay. Question number 21. What's the definition of the legal term mens rea?
Only today. I don't know.
No.
At least I got Grand Denya right. I was happy about that.
Happy Grand Denya. That's right. It's a bit, I know, it is a kind of complete change of pace. I agree. Into Latin.
Thanks,
definitions.
Phil.
See you, Anne-Marie. Bye-bye. Yes. Joe from Ridgehaven, I'll come to you in a sec. Greg from Laverton and WA. G'day, Greg.
Oh,
question number 21, Greg. We're in.
Hello there, sorry.
Hello, that's all right. We're in the law. Question number 21. What's the definition of the legal term mens rea?
Mens rea.
What's the definition of that legal term?
Nah, can't help you there.
No, good. Okay. 5 left here. What about Joe from Ridgehaven? G'day, Joe.
Oh, you know, would it be guilty minds?
Correct, yes. Definite. Mens rea, the guilty mind. The mind is guilty, the mens rea. The two things necessary for a criminal conviction, isn't it? The mens rea and the actus reus. Question number 22. We're in the law, but you can move to highest and lowest points if you like.
Law will be fine, thanks.
Okay, which 1992 legal decision does Dennis DeNutto cite as a precedent during his vibe speech in the castle?
Mabo.
Correct.
Oh, Steve, could you move the Chimera? I need to get the Tirana out so I can get to the Commodore.
I'll have to get the keys to Cortina, but I'm going to move that Chimera.
Yeah, watch the boat, mate.
Yeah.
How's the Serenity? Not a sound.
What's a pulpit?
Where the minister gives his sermon from. How much?
800.
Dreaming.
In summing up, it's the Constitution, it's Mabo, it's justice, it's law, it's the vibe, and no, that's it, it's the vibe.
It was, Joe, it was the vibe. Mabo. All righty, we've got 1, 2, 3 left. We've got 1 in the law and 2 in highest and lowest points.
Stick with the law.
What's the burden of proof required to make a conviction in criminal trials?
The burden of proof. Um, No, I can't help you there.
Okay, Joe. Thank you, mate. All righty. Where are we? Keith from Sippy Downs in Queensland. G'day, Keith.
Well, good day, Phil. The burden of proof is beyond reasonable doubt.
Correct. What is the burden of proof required to make a conviction in criminal trials? It's beyond reasonable doubt. Quite a high bar, as well it needs to be, I guess.
Indeed so.
Question 24, two to the left. Highest and lowest points, two left in the magnet is yours if you can correctly answer these questions.
Okay.
Highest and lowest points. Lake Hachirogata is the lowest point of which country? Lake Hachirogata.
How about Chile?
Not Chile. No, sorry, Keith. All right, thank you, mate. See, it may be my pronunciation again. James from Port Melbourne. G'day, James.
Hi, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. Question 24. Highest and lowest points. Lake Hachirogata is the lowest point of which country?
I am going with the last quarter and thinking South America, and I'm going to go with Argentina.
No, it's not Argentina. Nope. No, it's not going to help us. No, not correct. 1-300-800-222. Hey, we've got lines free. You'll get straight through. We've already got two left here. Give us a call. Lake Hachirogata. Lake Hachirogata is the lowest point of which country? Paul from Plainlands, no, that's not correct. Robin, that's not correct. No. Maria, yes, that is correct. Susan in Hobart, correct. Question number 24, Lake Hachirogata is the lowest point of which country? James in Randwick. Hello, James.
Oh, hi there. Just by the sound of it, Japan?
Correct. Yes, it is.
Just sounded like it, that's all.
Yeah, Hachiro. I was thinking that that might be the clue. Yes, correct. Okay. Well, you've put yourself into the box seat here because we are up to question 25.
Yeah.
Okay, James, and to win, highest and lowest points, Aconcagua. Aconcagua is the highest peak of which continent?
Definitely sounds Latino. Can you say the name once more?
Aconcagua.
I'll say South America.
South America is correct. There we go, James. Nicely done. Well, nicely done, you know. That's right. That's...
I went right round South America months, years ago, yeah.
Oh, did you?
It's my birthday today too. There you go.
Oh, James, how about that?
there you go. So all coming home.
Hey, your birthday as well. That's a double round of applause. It's a significant birthday, James?
58.
Oh, well. That's just one of the milestones, isn't it, on the way to, you know.
To the coffin, yeah.
Hey, yeah. No, actually, James, I think in life's kind of bend, if you get through your 50s without incident, I mean major incident, if you know what I mean, you're in good you'll be in good shape after this. I'm not saying you are because you've got another couple of years left, or son, but...
That's it. Yeah.
Hey, have a good one. Are you planning anything today?
I got the day off. I'm buying a Tesla. There you go.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There you go.
Wow. So are you taking delivery today?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Is that a birthday present to yourself?
Exactly.
A lot of my mates got one, I must say, and people say it's the best car they've ever had.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you weren't supposed to say the name of it or how strict all that is. But that's no, right. No, it's good. Yeah, I tested it over the other day and that was fantastic.
Yeah. No, exactly. Have you had an electric car before? Is this the first one?
The first one, no. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, good fun. Yeah. Good fun. Don't by mistake drive into the petrol station forgetting, you know, saying, hang on, I can't. You think about these American cars, there's no fuel cap. Where is it?
That sits behind the light, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, on the thing, yeah. Yeah. So.
On you, James. Yeah. Well done. Oh, well, that's be good. I hope that's a nice thing to do.
There you go. Okay.
Have fun, all right?
Thanks a lot.
And don't hang up, hang on, and we'll get this out to you. And that's part of your birthday as well. How good's that? Joyce from Perth had South America. Turnout from Perth, South America, yes. And South America, Lorella, South America. Good on you. Nice challenge, everyone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.